The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anna Kogal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Glamour Magazine, the May 2018 issue. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, welcome back. Today is Thursday, 10 p.m., and we are in the 17th day of May, getting ready for summer, probably finishing up school and all sorts of things. Well, today we start off with an article that's entitled Saving Face, The Case for Dirty Skin. I was brought up to be a germaphobe. The lesson was that bacteria and germs are bad. Cleanliness is good. Antibacterial soaps, which the FDA banned in 2016, were a must in our house. When I was a child, my doctors gave me a Z-Pak at the slightest chance of a cold. Even a trip to the dermatologist for breakouts meant coming home with both topical and oral antibiotics. My obsession against germs continued into my 20s. After I moved to New York City, I'd wash my hands until they were raw, trying to cleanse away the sooty grime of the city. Turns out that the war against germs may be doing more harm to our health and skin than good. You've probably heard of superbugs, strains of bacteria that can't be beat by antibiotics. The latest research suggests that long-term antibiotic use may be linked to a higher risk of obesity. And that squeaky clean skin we've been conditioned to love? It's on fire, says NYC dermatologist and author of The Beauty of Dirty Skin, Whitney Bowe, B-O-W-E, or Bowie, M.D., who's seen skin issues from rosacea to acne to eczema on the rise in her practice. So what's up? Experts are increasingly pointing to impacts on the microbiome, the vital ecosystem of microorganisms that live in and on us. Here is your step-by-step guide for protecting it. Number one, step one, work from the inside out. Research has shown that the gut, the brain, and the skin may all be intimately connected. If we learn to nourish and protect the bacterial components of our body, says Dr. Bowe, we can find a connection to our skin issues. Your way to a healthy body. Cut the junk. Eating fried, sugary, and processed foods all the time can lead to a condition called leaky gut, whereby toxic compounds and bacteria could get into the bloodstream and cause inflammation throughout the body, including the skin. Dr. Bowe explains, stick with plant-based whole foods that have a low glycemic index. Think fruits and veggies, leafy greens, legumes, and grains like quinoa and steel-cut oats. Eat probiotic-rich foods. Dr. Bowe recommends adding fermented foods such as kefir, yogurt, sauerkraut, kombucha, kimchi, and miso to your diet. Consider supplements. Look for probiotics that contain various strains of lactobacillus, bifidobacteria, and bacillus coagulans bacteria, says Dr. Bowe. Reduce stress. Anxiety could also add to your skin issues. Ongoing, chronic, slow boiling stress, not getting enough sleep, constant multitasking takes a toll on our skin, says Dr. Bowe. Early research shows that stress may impact the type of bacteria that grows in the gut and that eating probiotic yogurt may improve skin health. Step 2, balance your skin. In a world where 8-step cleansing routines are the new normal, it seems crazy to think that your skin was designed to take care of itself. But it was. And if you're having skin issues, remember, more is not better. When your face is raw, irritated, and angry, it means your skin's protective layer, otherwise known as barrier, that regulates moisture and includes the microbiome, could be compromised. This may be due to a skin condition like rosacea or eczema, or it might be from over-exfoliating or ODing on an intense active retinol. Your prescription for rebuilding your barrier: dial back on cleansing. The focus, says San Francisco holistic skin expert Christina Holey, H-O-L-E-Y, should be less sterilizing, less stripping away, and more nurturing. Overwashing is a big no. Swap out harsh cleansers for gentle creams and oils. We like Dove DermaSeries Gentle Cleansing Face Wash, $7 at drugstores. Skip scalding water. Heat strips natural oils, which support good bacteria. And cleanse twice a day, tops. Also, toss brushes that physically disturb your barrier. Your fingers are all you need. Keep skin hydrated. Water is crucial for microbial growth on skin, Dr. Bo says. So use products with hyaluronic acid and glycerin, things that trap moisture in skin, for a healthy microbiome. For a finishing step, Holy suggests face oils with ceramides or fatty acids. We like Dermatologica Barrier Defense Booster, $75, Ulta.com. And also, I just want to go back for 1 second under step one, work from the inside out. I failed to read the very last one there, and that says, cut back on antibiotics. Dr. Bo notes that while antibiotics seem like a panacea, we should be less reliant on them. Consider asking your doctor for alternatives, such as antibiotic-free topicals like retinol for acne. All right, now, step three, boost your skin's flora. Generally, a healthy microbiome is one that's diverse, says Dr. Bo. You have trillions of bacteria on your skin, and ideally, they should arise from many different species. When some species start to overgrow and crowd out others, that's when certain skin issues may potentially emerge. Try probiotic products. While researchers are still figuring out the scope of benefits from prebiotic and probiotic skincare, incorporating things with skin-nurturing ingredients, we like Orveda The Healing Sap, $150, Orveda.com, which is packed with fermented black tea, can only help your skin. As Dr. Bo puts it, when it comes to good bugs, the more the merrier. All right, and here are a couple of recipes. DIY, do-it-yourself, soothing masks. Behold Dr. Bo's homemade recipes. Green tea and honey power mask for combating redness. All right, your ingredients? 2 green tea bags, a few drops of water, 3 tablespoons honey, 1 tablespoon coconut oil, which is optional. Cut open tea bags and empty contents into bowl. Add the water and mix with a fork to dampen. Add the honey and coconut oil if desired and mix. Apply the mask to clean skin and leave on for 15 to 20 minutes. Rinse off with warm water and a soft washcloth. Then pat dry. The green tea removes impurities and reduces inflammation. The honey is antibacterial and soothing, and the coconut oil adds moisture. And here is a jojoba oil and honey power mask. So jojoba oil and honey power mask. For acne, psoriasis, and sunburn, 1 teaspoon jojoba oil, and that's spelled J-O-J-O-B-A. 1 teaspoon raw honey, 2 to 3 capsules probiotics. In a small bowl, combine the jojoba oil and raw honey. Open the probiotic capsules, find them at health food stores. Empty the contents into the bowl and mix well. Apply the mask to clean skin and leave on for 15 to 20 minutes. Rinse off with warm water and a soft washcloth. Then pat dry. Moisturize immediately afterward with a skin balancing oil like rosehip seed oil. Well, we're going to continue a little bit with the theme of skin today. This is under Sun Safety from Glamour. Sneaky skin cancer risks to know about. Skin cancer is terrifyingly common. 20% of Americans will eventually get some form of it, and more than 36,000 women will be diagnosed with melanoma, the deadliest type, this year. Most of us know the best prevention. Wear sunscreen daily. Stay out of the sun during peak hours. That's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's FYI. Avoid the literal death beds that are tanning salons. Okay, easy enough. But other things, up your risk too. Turn the page and get smart about 4 more culprits. All right, here they are. Number one, the real, surprising risk factor, your HPV status. There are more than 100 types of HPV, and you've probably heard a lot about the ones that are sexually transmitted and increase the risk of cervical cancer. But certain other kinds affect your skin. They are common and can cause dry, itchy patches of warts. Or warts. Early research has found that these may also increase your risk of squamous cell cancer if they are exposed to UV light. Here's why. Any sort of process that causes long-term inflammation on the skin has the possibility of spurring squamous cell carcinomas, says San Diego dermatologist Melanie Palm, MD. If skin is infected with HPV and exposed to a lot of sun, you are creating two scenarios that can wear down DNA and cause cellular damage that might lead to skin cancer. So if you've got a questionable patch, have your doctor check it out. If it's HPV, she may simply recommend that you be extra vigilant about the usual sun safety measures. In severe cases, topical chemotherapy creams and photodynamic therapy are used, says New York City dermatologist Ellen Marmer, MD. They fight the HPV infected cells before they can mutate into cancer. All right, number two, surprising risk factor, your umbrella habit. Sitting in the shade or under an umbrella is smart, but it is not enough. A recent study in Texas compared people who applied SPF 100 with those who sat under umbrellas and found the umbrella group had triple the incidence of burns. People get a false sense of security under umbrellas, Dr. Palm says. At the beach, the sand and water are reflecting light. You're not in a vacuum. You still get plenty of the sun's rays, Dr. Marmer says, and you still need sunscreen. Apply it before you go out, a shot glass worth for your entire body. Remember your hands, neck, ears, and hairline, and reapply every 2 hours. And should it be SPF 100? Researchers in Colorado found that SPF 100 protected skiers better than SPF 50. But that didn't settle the debate among derms as to what is the best SPF number. One reason? High SPF levels can make people think they can skip other sun safety steps. You need a multi-pronged approach. 3. Surprising risk factor, your social media feed. In 2015, a Kentucky woman named Tawny Willoughby posted a gruesome selfie on Facebook of her blistered face as it was healing from skin cancer treatment, and the post went viral. It was enough to prompt researchers to ask whether social media could increase skin cancer awareness. They found that it can. During the month people were sharing the photo, Google searches for skin cancer prevention hit near record levels. "I wish I had seen a photo like that when I was younger," Dr. Palm says. "It really makes an impression on people who think they'll never get skin cancer." Unfortunately, our feeds tend more toward yoga on the beach and glistening infinity pools, which doesn't make you want to hide in the shade. Maybe it's not so sexy to pose in UPF clothing, Dr. Palm admits, but chewing up your collagen and putting yourself at risk isn't the best look either. Joshua Zeichner, MD, a New York City dermatologist, believes social media could make SPF more appealing. If the message is that it's cool to use sunscreen, then hopefully people will do it. Try following sun-safe brands like Supergoop at Supergoop and Chic UPF clothing lines Mott 50 at Mott, M-O-T-T, 50, and Cover at Cover Swim, which make skin health share worthy. All right, and then finally, surprising risk factor, your poolside rosé. Last year, a study published in the British Journal of Dermatology found that daily alcohol intake can increase your skin cancer risk, and the more drinks you have, the higher your risk. Other research has found that alcohol lowers antioxidant levels in your body, which means you have less natural protection against UV rays. But Derms Glamour spoke to said the biggest hazard is how drinking impacts your decision making. You just don't make the best choices after a few cocktails, Dr. Zeichner says. You may not get out of the sun when you should, or be as diligent at applying sunscreen. And there's the rub, the burn. Catherine Erickson is a writer living in Connecticut. Okay, and just in case you do go to the doctor's office, here's a Health Smarts article entitled, How Not to Go Broke at the Doctor's Office. When you walk into a juice shop, you know exactly how much you'll pay for a green smoothie. That's true for almost everywhere you spend money, except your doctor's office. You trust your doctor to run a test, and then you find out it wasn't covered by insurance. You go in for what seems like a routine procedure, then get a bill after insurance pays its share for more than your monthly rent. Healthcare is a killer combo for anyone's budget, unpredictable and expensive. As a result, as many as 56% of young women skip seeing the doctor because of the cost, according to a Glamour survey. But you do have some control over your medical bills. Here's how to rein in those expenses without putting your well-being at risk. First, set yourself up for savings. A little prep can prevent surprises later. Most doctor's offices will ask for your insurance information and can tell you standard office fees when you make an appointment. Next, contact your insurance to confirm your copay. That's the bare minimum you can expect to shell out. You can also ask whether a treatment you think you need is covered. Travel vaccinations? Likely not. flu shot? Probably. Your insurance deductible is one of the biggest indicators of out-of-pocket costs, so know if you've met it and try to time visits accordingly. I had a client whose surgeon scheduled a biopsy at the end of December, but the lab had a backlog and the slides weren't reviewed until the next year, says R. Ruth Linden, PhD, founder and president of Tree of Life Health Advocates in San Francisco, which helps clients navigate the healthcare system. That meant a new deductible and a $1,200 outlay that otherwise would have been covered by insurance. Of course, no one plans a health scare, but you can ask if it's possible to process your claim before your deductible resets. The folks in billing are likely familiar with the pinch patients feel when a new plan year kicks in. Next, take action in the room. If your doctor is recommending anything beyond a basic blood draw or urine sample, know that those specialized tests or procedures may cost you, and you may have other options. Nita Landry, MD, an OBGYN and co-host of The Doctors, suggests asking, "I'm concerned about my out-of-pocket costs. Tell me what tests or procedures you want to order today and why. Is it an option to wait and see? It's often perfectly safe to delay, but you and your doctor can decide how urgent your situation is. Remember, a doctor's primary focus is understanding your symptoms, determining what tests are needed, and prescribing treatments to help. But you can still ask about prices. Your doctor should know general fees and recognize what care tends to be above and beyond the basics," says Amita Kundra, MD, a cardiothoracic anesthesiologist with NYU Winthrop Hospital in Mineola, New York. The front office may also be able to check with your insurance. As your doctor explains the next steps, listen up. Certain words should send up, "This will be pricey," flares. Insurance generally covers most preventive care, such as vaccines and screenings for diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, colon, and breast cancer, including your office visit and lab work, assuming you stay in your network. But Dr. Kundra says there are some gray areas. For example, if your doctor recommends a second look or a repeat test that may not be covered, when care switches from prevention to actual treatment, know that you may be in more expensive terrain. When in doubt, ask. Also, your prerogative. Waiting to get a test or procedure until you have a clearer picture of the cost. Consider kindly asking your doctor to take a beat and then call your insurance right then and there. A representative should be able to estimate what's covered and how much you'll have to pay. If there's no way around a pricey procedure, or if you don't have insurance, you may want to ask about payment plans or financial assistance. Be prepared to counteroffer, says Dr. Linden. Ask whether a 50% reduction would be considered if you paid in cash. That could save you then hours of insurance paperwork and keep negotiating until you reach an agreement that you can meet. And finally, scrutinize the bill. It sounds silly, but when you get a bill, first verify that it's actually yours. Mistakes happen, and someone else's throat culture is truly the last place you should be spending your money. Also, check that there are no duplicate charges or services you didn't receive. In hospital settings, sometimes tests or meds are ordered that don't get administered, and only you will know to cry foul. If anything seems amiss, call your insurance stat. It could be their error or a slip up in your doctor's office billing or off, doctor's billing office. But just because you've been billed doesn't mean the cost is set in stone. If the facts do check out, but you're concerned about your ability to pay, it's always worth simply asking what can be done. I genuinely want my patients to live healthy, happy lives, and I want them to feel empowered and well-informed, Dr. Landry says. Remember, as a patient, you are in control of your health. Lauren Brown West Rosenthal's work has appeared in Shape and Prevention, and she blogs at notsoitgirl.com. Okay, and we're just going to end our program with the best beauty sleep of your life, Impulse Buy. All right, use these overnight hair, skin, and nail treatments to help you wake up refreshed. 1. Bumble and Bumble While You Sleep Hair Mask, $49 at Sephora. 2. Morgan Lane Lacy Lids Sleeping Mask, $110, morganlane.com. Wander Beauty Baggage Claim Eye Masks, $25 for 6 at wanderbeauty.com. 4. Shea Moisture Overnight Face Oil, $9, Target.com. So Shea Moisture Overnight Face Oil. All right, number 5, Nails Ink Overnight Detox Mask, $15 at Sephora.com. Number 6, Erin, and that's A-E-R-I-N, Rose Night Table Cream, $80 at Erin.com, A-E-R-I-N. Number 7, Neutrogena Triple Age Repair Night Moisturizer, $21 from Ulta. Number 8, Vernon Francois Overnight Repair Treatment Oils, $42 at Sephora. Kiehl's is number 9, K-I-E-H-L apostrophe S, Ginger Leaf and Hibiscus Firming Mask, $54 at Kiehl's.com. And finally, 10, Oribe, Serene Scalp Soothing Leave-On Treatment, $48 at Oribe.com. And 11, Dior Hydralife Cooling Sorbet Eye Gel, $55 at Dior.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Annika Gall, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Make it a great week and keep journaling.